Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about getting the blessing and read to you from Numbers chapter 6, starting at verse 23. We read this. Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. I love this blessing of God upon his people found in the book of Numbers. Verse 24 begins by simply saying, the Lord bless you. This simple desire prefaces everything. God loves to bless his people, and he loves to have leaders long that the people be blessed. We remember also that God's blessing has always in mind our greatest and highest good. We often expect God's blessing in our life to mean a world of comfort and ease. But that certainly isn't for our greatest and highest good, at least not all the time. God knows how you need to be blessed, even if you don't know. Then verse 24 also says, and keep you. To be kept by the Lord is a blessing indeed. Some are kept by their sin and desire. Some are kept by idolatry and greed. Others are kept by their bitterness and anger. But to be kept by the Lord ensures life, peace, and success. Then in verse 25, it says, the Lord make his face to shine upon you. To have the glorious, happy face of God shining upon man is the greatest gift one could have. To know that God looks upon you, that he's well pleased, not because of who you are or what you have done, but because you are in Jesus Christ, there is no greater source of peace and power and life. And then verse 25 also says, and be gracious to you. That is the idea that God shows tender mercy and care for his people. Then verse 26 says, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The priest prayed that God would look upon his people. When God blesses, keeps, shines, and is gracious towards his people, any look that he casts towards his people is filled with nothing but blessing. His loving attention is on the believer. And then in verse 26, it also says, and give you peace. The Hebrew word for peace there is, of course, shalom, which means more than the cessation of hostility. It is God's word for wholeness and goodness and total satisfaction in life. This is the abundant life that Jesus promised in John chapter 10, verse 10. Through the blessing, the threefold repetition of the Lord does not prove the Trinity, but it certainly illustrates it. God the Father blesses and keeps his children. God the Son makes God's face to shine upon us and bring us grace. God the Holy Spirit communicates God's attention to us and gives us peace. And notice God's promise at the end. It's in verse 27. And I will bless them. God promises to bless in response to this blessing. How important for every believer to remember that we have a high priest in heaven who ever lives to intercede for us and to bless us. Do you sense this blessing in your life? So today, receive the blessing of Jesus, your high priest. I pray that it would cover all over your life today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.